This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better.
Let me paint you a picture orally. It's the last Sunday in June. You're in the big city, and it's warm. Some might even say sultry, if that's their frame of mind. Clearly, you're not in Melbourne, or even Kansas. You are in New York City, seeing the sun come down, and the throngs of revelers still in good spirits from the Pride March, which only ended a few moments ago. Where are we headed? The pier, my dear, the pier. Welcome to the 1995 New York City Pride Pier Dance Affair.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. Like totally, radical, to the max, for sure, gnarly, on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, welcome to 1995. Woo! I'm Ikara Freeman, joined here in studio with Brett's Sweeting, our portable studio.
Yes.
Yes, courtesy of Telecom Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It is.
We're on location.
We're on location.
Really.
We're
listen to the crowds cheering in the background.
Woo! Oh, I don't know about you, but see, I've got to take something for that time travel. It's making me all seasick or something.
See, I don't know if that's what you, if it's the time travel that's doing that to you or the joy of being in 1995 New York.
In New York City.
Woo! Again.
Yes.
Again.
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 I remember 1995 like it was today.
I do too. I do remember the summer of 1995 being right now. I do.
Excellent.
Yes. Now, if you want to get in touch with us here in our lovely portable studio, the fax machine is up and running, and we are accepting Australian domestic faxes to 0427-JOY949. That is 0427-569-949. The telephone is still also running, and courtesy of Telecom Australia, and 9X1300-JOY949. And if you've got your dial up handy. On air at joy.org.au. Now, what did you guys make of the parade?
Look, it was amazing. It was yet another wonderful Pride parade.
Not enough sequins for my liking.
Not
really?
Enough.
Really? Because you can never have enough.
Oh!
That's true. The girls on the bikes, the dykes on the bikes looked amazing, as per usual, going down Fifth Avenue. Was it Fifth Avenue or Christopher Street? I've forgotten now.
Actually, it is. No. I know that it was a couple of margaritas in, but what I'm going to say is that it starts out on Fifth Avenue,
yes.
And then you go a little bit down to Christopher Street itself, and you know, we do stop by the store. Stonewall, which we did have a couple of beers there beforehand.
Which is funny because back in 69, this is the same weekend, and hence why Pride in New York City is held at this time, because we're commemorating the Stonewall riots.
Absolutely. Yes. Which is the 26th anniversary
today.
The
26th anniversary of it.
Oh my God, chookers to you. I do owe you another cocktail.
Hey!
But first off, let's have some music as we get ready for our great debut. Who will be at the pier dance? That is the question.
Everyone's going to be there.
Well, no. The celebrity. Will it be Madonna again? Will it be Jennifer Lopez? Possibly. Who knows?
It's probably going to be a drunk RuPaul and Lady Bunny at this rate.
Wow. No change there.
But for now, here is Black Box and Everybody, Everybody.
Ow. 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 one, the only, the very, 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 very multifluorous, mellifluous, mellifluous. The
spit it out.
Martha Wash featuring Black Box.
Oh, maybe the first time we hear that line tonight at the 1995 Theo party.
More to come. Oh my God. After this, here on Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9,
your gay and lesbian station.
Same thing, then you have to go to the fine point. In other words, if I'm a black queen and you're a black queen, we can't call each other black queens because we're both black queens. That's not a read, that's just a fact. So then we talk about your ridiculous shape, your saggy face, your tacky clothes. Then reading became a developed form where it became shade. Shade is, I don't tell you you're ugly, but I don't have to tell you because you know you're ugly.
And you are all beautiful, 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 beautiful. Here on Joy 94.9, it's 1995. We're at the Pride Pier Dance. It is sweaty. It is the hottest June on record.
It is, can I say, poor exhausted parade grand marshal, Judge Karen Burstein. Mm. She has been an absolute darling today. She has worn what can only be described as a rainbow toga with earrings far too big for her ears. However, she was in the spirit of pride. Yes. And you know what? We love New York City for this.
Yes. And by the way, I have to say, you're looking fetching, dear, in your earrings.
Thank you so much.
They're not a
the
touch.
Heels.
They're not a touch on my freedom rings, are they?
Oh! Hey. Oh, my God. Let alone, at least we wore clothes. You're in, is it a leather jock strap? What is that you're
wearing?
It's
called, okay, I am doing this in honor of you because, let me tell you, in 1995,
yes.
I'm surrounded by my countrymen, and we are looking at you guys in the most strangest way possible because not a damn person in the world would wear leather in the U.S. I don't know what is going on? What happens in Australia in 1995? I mean, I'm literally befuddled.
Well, I don't wear leather pants. I wear PVC.
Yes, I was wearing. I wore PVC just the other day, actually, in 1995.
Yes, we did.
I did have to put a little bit of talc on beforehand to help them slip off.
That's the whole point. I don't get why. I mean,
but
this
you know the best part?
Yeah. Yes,
laundry is just wiped with a damp cloth.
That was the one. Well, that's the wonderful thing. Yep. Any spills, any of those cheap drinks from these cheap American bars, and Hickey has dragged you and me all over from Christopher Street. We even went to Jersey the other night, didn't we?
Yes, but you know that.
What was it called? The cockpit or the manhole? I can't remember.
It's actually called the cockhole.
They're all the same.
That's all the
That's
same.
What happens when you take the PATH train and you don't quite know exactly where you're going.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it's back. We're in 1995
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
And
so don't look at us strangely and go, what are they on about?
No, yes, if you want to send a fax to us, 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949.
Go for the telephone sponsored by Telecom Australia, soon to change its name, 1-300-JOY-949, and also internet.
Is that your dial-up? Is that your dial-up?
That's my dial-up.
Darling.
That's my
dial-up. Sounds really not very well.
It's baking in the heat.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's
on air at joy.org.au.
It is the New York City Pride Pier Dance Affair. Yes. We've just seen the New York Pride.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, I've got a song I want to share with you and Brett tonight. It's one of my favorite bands. I think they're gonna go places,
really?
This band.
Yeah.
It's New Order. True Faith.
Ooh,
you're on Joy in 1995.
On Joy 94.9. When the moon is in the second sun and covering up the moon and the stars and more, it's an eclipse, is it not, boys?
Absolutely.
More to come here on Joy 94.9.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day.
The world's most uplifting station.
Call 1-300-JOY-949.
Joy 94.9.
Everything is yours right here on The Affair on Joy 94.9. I'm Ikara Freeman, joined by the cohorts, the Bretts. Brett Sweeting and Shriver here in the lovely year of 1995 in the county of New York.
Ooh,
in the city of New York.
Yes, yeah. It's hot down the pier, isn't it,
is.
Boys?
Mm. It is.
And we're not just talking about all the topless boys from the parade.
No. You two are looking like manpower tonight.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are we? Yes.
Don't you like my long hair?
I based mine on Rick Astley.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Mine's kind of Michael Hutchence style.
Yeah, you are
side
looking
part,
a bit.
Bit wrinkled, kind, not a bit wrinkled, but a bit curly down to the
crinkled
shoulders.
Cut.
Yes. How's those freedom beads getting you on?
Really good, although they get a bit warm in the sun.
They are.
Yes.
Now, anodized aluminium does that to the skin.
Yes, it does.
Now, how is this place comparing to the Metro?
Well, there's no God's Bar here, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
That's true. Hey, I've seen so many drag queens, and obviously the latest film that everyone's talking about is Wigstock, mm-hmm. Boys. I can't get enough of it. Wonderful line that I heard from it today, and this was from Anita Formica.
Anita from Micah.
Anita from Micah, where she said, I'm so excited. Last year, when she's talking about performing at Wigstock, last year I didn't perform. This year they've given me a whole minute.
Oh, yes. A whole minute.
Now, some of the other fabulous drag queen names, because one of the drag queen talks about when she first came out and she was performing, she said, the first drag queen said, girl, we got to give you a name. So I've come up with some fabulous names for you both.
All right.
Ooh.
So, Hickey.
Yes.
You are Charlemagne Intervention.
Many think that that phrase has been said to me several times this evening already.
The Lady Charlemagne.
Charlemagne Intervention.
Now, because I got quite drunk at a night out in London, and I
woke up... Or was it a night in London?
A night in London. I woke up at a tube station, and I'm now called Golders Green.
Hey, I like it.
And finally, from you, Mr. Sweeting.
Go on, hit me up.
Because... I think you're going to eventually hook up with, with maybe someone from Mexico.
Oh, really?
So I think you should be called Tequila Mockingbird.
Ah. Oh.
Tequila Mockingbird.
I like it.
One of the most very infamous drag queens I've ever come across. I will say that.
Yes.
That actually does suit you because she is actually, she'll cut a bitch, as they say.
Don't you forget.
She'll cut your face.
If only I could do the head shake on air.
I know.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
No. To do the head shake, you have to just say,
she's looking fierce tonight.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
0427 Joy 949. If you want to give us a fax, we got lots of paper.
It's on a roll. And
it's on a roll. Or if you've got that wonderful internet dial-up handy, onair@joy.org.au. Now, boys, have we got another song?
Certainly do. In fact, I think this next woman, she'll represent the UK in Eurovision.
She's going to go far, this one.
You don't think she's just going to be a one-hit wonder?
Oh, no.
No?
No. This is the beginning of a huge career. She is going to be bigger than that Madonna girl who's, still hanging around.
I know.
Well... Here she is.
Oh, but Madonna will give it up soon.
Oh, yeah, she's getting quite old.
Past 95 for Madonna.
Yeah. She's getting quite old. She'll get married
she ever finish that Bloody Evita film? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's been going on for so long. Anyway, so this lovely lass, what's her name?
Nikki French. She's great. Keep an eye out for that, people. Nikki French, I think she's going to be big.
Yeah. sex orgy. What's your 10-4? Can you hear me?
Joy 94.9. That was Delight. And Runaway. And Runaway you have, because we have Runaway to the lovely, lovely, lovely pier dance here in 1995, Manhattan Darlings.
I know. It's fantastic. I mean, we almost got mugged on the subway coming down here.
Yeah, I reckon that Mayor Giuliani will clean things up, though.
Do you think so?
You know, I think he will make jaywalking illegal.
Wow.
That's what I've heard. He's actually going to make jaywalking illegal.
Wow.
If you're a jaywalker, you can't go anywhere.
Good. It's very dangerous crossing Fifth Avenue in Madison.
I know.
It's very dangerous.
I was running from Starbucks to Gap the other day and, nearly went under a yellow
cab.
You
went to the Gap.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't decide which one because there was four on every block.
It was called The Gap. I'm not sure if it was a Gap or
Did
the
you
Gap.
Mind the Gap when you were at the Gap?
I didn't.
Oh.
No, I didn't mind you it didn't at all. But I preferred it's more glamorous. I prefer it's more glamorous sibling, the Banana Republic.
Yes, the Banana Republic. Curtis, with or without, you know, I'm going to drop that joke because I can't recall it.
It's all right.
He was the guy that
worship the banana. It's all right. Mm-hmm.
We do worship the banana and the cherry.
Has it been a great Pride, guys, this year, 1995?
Well, for me, this is actually, I'm just waving out there because out there somewhere is my 16-year-old self. Hi, 16-year-old self. You're totally getting carded, but you know, hi. Yes. It was a very fun Pride. It was one of the more interesting ones. I have to say that I definitely need to get my butt to the gym now because I've never seen so many ripped men at all in my whole entire life.
I think this whole being fit and having a good body thing's just a phase. I think it's going to pass. I think the gays are going to start looking like the straights again. And
do you think hairy men will ever come back into style?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to come in and out of style. I don't think we'll be so gym obsessed. I think people will get real.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we'll start dressing like the straights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dare we even think that we might even have marriage? Possibly.
No. That's
I'm just happy that they've signed off and they're not going to lock us up at the end of the night, boys.
That's actually very true. Yes. Very true.
I'm going to make
sure. You're a downer.
The night is still young.
It is 1995. There wasn't much hope, really, then.
There really wasn't.
We were just glad to have a parade and not be locked up for it. Unlike the 26 years before.
Exactly.
Yes, very much so. Well, I can tell you one thing. There are only a few states left where sodomy is still illegal. So that's one good thing. And I think we've just got Tasmania. Is Tasmania the only one left?
Tasmania is the only one left in Australia in 1995. Rest of us, well, I mean, Western Australia did take some time. It was 98 and we did get some things thrown at us at the early 90s in the Pride. But the Pride March of 94 in Perth, let me tell you, boys.
Yes.
Oh, really?
That was a wonderful time. I'm there with my uni friends and we absolutely had a ball. I remember the biggest thing I remember was
what was his name?
One of the biggest one of the biggest nightclub, in fact the only gay nightclub in Perth, Connections.
Is it the one near the railway line?
Yes.
Yes.
They decided to represent the six colours of the pride of the rainbow flag.
Yeah.
And what they did was their six featured drag queens got all gussied up as a very sort of like a Georgian-esque Marie Antoinette affair.
Okay. So large wigs.
Large wigs. And what they did was, so they each were a different colour, but then they were on these wonderful, like, wrought iron ball gowns. So the drag queen sat and all the muscle boys pushed them down the street. Now, there's only one problem. For those of you who've been to Perth, William Street, where they go down, is actually a sloping street.
It is.
So one or two of them, the muscle boys, were like, oh, my arms are tired. And there were a few drag queens that just flew by on their way to the Horseshoe Bridge.
Never to be heard from again.
I own everything.
I own
It was opulent.
That was extremely opulent. Now,
Next on the decks is a band that's been around for a while.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We love their hit, Western Girls. What have they got for us, Brett?
Look, it's the only one. They've only just released this in the last year or so, guys, because it is 1995. The streets have no name. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 949 happens to be the station you're listening to right now with The Affair live from 1995. Now, coming up, we're going to jump in the future and go to A Touch of Pink.
In 2013.
I think we're
just going to hang out in 95.
Oh, yeah. We're totally going to hang out in 95.
I can't wait because I need to find out what happens in season 4 of Melrose Place. I want to find out who survives the bomb. It's going to be so exciting.
I know.
Isn't the guy that plays Billy hot, though? Oh, my God. The guy that plays Billy on Miller.
Really?
Oh, I was more Jake. I was being
like
Jake.
You were a Jake person?
Yeah.
Until I found out he was 4 foot nothing.
I actually saw him in real life.
Yes?
Once. Yes, at a supermarket in L.A. True story.
Handsome in real life or not? Yeah. Or just short?
Looks pretty much exactly the same.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Have you actually been to the actual Miller's place?
No, I have not.
Really?
I've been to the street that's called Melrose Place, but not to the building that they use as the venue.
Let me tell you, though, I'm still a 90210 queen. I'm going to be honest with you. Still am.
That's okay. You can. I like them both, Hickey.
I know. No, it's wanting to escape into my youth. Now, as I said before, coming up next, A Touch of Pink, but next week... It's my last show. Actually, my last live show.
Yes.
Yes, but there will be much more fun and merriment. You will not be tortured, either of you, next week. I'm sure you're going to be quite happy about that. By my musical taste.
Well, I actually like this sort of joining of the music. Well, I think we're doing it quite well.
Yes, we're doing it quite well. But yes, I'm not going to torture you on my full musical taste, which is only reserved for certain people. Now, how have we enjoyed? What have we learned here from this very sultry pier?
I should have worn more sunscreen.
I'm just trying to get over the whole talcum powder thing. You know? Talcum powder.
Clearly, you've never worn PVC trousers. It's vital.
They're chafing.
They're not if you put enough talcum powder on them.
Do you know how much is... I mean, literally, I could start a fire by the way that my thighs are rubbing up against each other right now.
Well, someone needs to get onto the thigh master, I think.
I'm just going to enjoy the fact that I still had hair in 1995, and it will disappear when we go back to 2013.
Oh, well, you know you can always snatch a wig.
Yes, there's enough.
There's plenty going around.
Yes, well, Flotilla DeBarge is here, so I might just grab hers on the way home.
Yes, and coming up before we switch over to 2013 and A Touch of Pink, here is a song that, well, let me just say, it's got the funniest lyrics on earth. It's Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman. You know what? She happens to be homeless, too. On Joy 94.9.
The Affair with Hikaru Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.